I'm Josh Schabowski, an early career educator.
And I'm Erin Scholes, a lifelong learner and educator who taught Josh in middle school.
Listen in as my mentor and I discuss all the questions that come up as I begin my teaching career. This is From Student
to Teacher, a podcast to help beginning teachers through their first years of teaching.
Well, happy fall. We are, I can't believe it, already nearing the end of fall. And with the end of the fall months comes one of those days that I think educators maybe fear, but also look forward to, and that would be the Halloween lead up. I think it's something a lot of students may look forward to. And so, Erin, you're just reminding me of this before we started, because I was a little skeptical of this conversation. I was a little like, I'm Halloween, that's not really my thing. You know, spirit days, not really my thing. And you're like, no, this is something you were actually thinking about your first year of teaching. What really, I was more concerned with, like, I wear a shirt and tie most days. Like, how am I working that into spirit days and Halloween and all these kind of fun moments through the school year? So, I mean, that's a really wide open place to start. But Erin, what are your thoughts on Halloween or pep rallies or spirit days in school?
Yeah, I think it's a great moment. And I think you and I definitely disagree on the enjoyment of these. I go full out, like full out. The crazier, the better. I'm so excited. It's great when you have like a team of teachers or a partner at school that you can coordinate your outfits with, right? Especially, right, we're both in middle schools. And I think by the teachers actively being goofy and participating, more kids are going to be comfortable doing so. And I think for me, that's definitely the enjoyment of it. But I can definitely see, like, from a new perspective, right? If you're in a new school, if you're a beginning teacher, if you're a student teacher, like, you're not sure how to participate. So a couple stories. I loved my seventh grade team because we would go all out in, like, the best ways. So, and you can go from super simple to, like, as complex and detailed as you want. So, for example, one year we were M&Ms. Like, we didn't have the time. I don't know what we were doing that year, but it wasn't the time to, like, do this, right? And put a lot of effort and money into it. So we just all got shirts and you use Cricut or some sort of iron-on and you iron on an M. And we got our entire team. And I think places like Michael's do like $3 t-shirts. So it's so inexpensive. And like, honestly, you could just draw an M. Like, you don't even have to have like the fancy machinery. You can duct tape it, like, or masking tape it. I've done that before. But it was super cool because literally every adult on our team or every adult that taught our kids during the day was an M&M. So it was great. It was great. Some other ideas. Once, credit to the eighth grade team. This was not my team, but it was genius. They all wore red and white striped shirts, glasses, a red hat, red and white striped hat, and blue jeans. A, you get to wear blue jeans to work. B, Josh, did you figure out what they were?
Are we looking for Waldo?
It was. They were all Where's Waldo. Like, what a genius idea.
That's fantastic.
Right? Another year, my whole team were superheroes. And actually, that was a year I had a student teacher. Fun fact, right? Like, oh, I'm the teacher. She's the student teacher. So instead, she was Batman and I was Robin. She was also, like, way taller than me, so it totally worked. But, like, what a cool way to be, like, I'm the sidekick and she's the teacher. So there you go. If you're a student teacher and you want to dress up with your supervising teacher, find a cool duo to be together. Like, Raggedy Ann and Andy's a good one. I've gone. So, okay. Now, recently, and we're up north.
Yes.
Right? I've always lived up north. Halloween is cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cold. So those onesies that they're coming out with as characters that are like fuzzy and you feel like a little kid again, they're genius. So last year, my best friend at work and I were Sully and Mike Wazowski. And this year, my husband actually is dressing up for work and he bought a Tigger costume. So I was like, oh my gosh, I want to match you too. So I ended up buying Winnie the Pooh and my best friend at work is going to be Piglet. So just having that like fun connection. I've been at two different schools that I remember Halloween for. I'm guessing my first one, we definitely dressed up. I know that's the vibe, but I couldn't tell you what we wore. Our last school, like where you went to school, kids were allowed to dress up, but they just weren't allowed to wear masks. At the school I'm at now, only the teachers dress up for Halloween, which is so funky and so interesting. Like, to help the kids keep calm on Halloween, we don't let them dress up for school. But as teachers, we all dress up and go pretty into it so that the kids still get this like little Halloween experience without the expectation that they came with a costume. I don't know full reasoning behind why they don't dress up, but I'm sure there's multiple really good reasons. One, like I know the town you grew up in, we did have Jehovah's Witness who don't celebrate Halloween. So not liking them feel left out because they're not dressing up.
Absolutely.
The school district I'm in now is incredibly diverse. And we have lots of folks who are new to the country. So whether their home country celebrated or not, that might make them feel left out. We also have a really large economically diverse population. And so some of those costumes get really pricey. And so that's just one more way, like you might see the haves and have nots. So I don't mind it. I don't mind that the teachers get this day to be as goofy as we want. And just kind of like we're doing it for the kids.
Wow, I have a lot of thoughts as someone who is, first of all, not a huge fan of Halloween. First question. So you mentioned the M&M costumes. Erin, what's the best type of M&M in your opinion?
Oh my gosh. Plain.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'll eat a peanut M&M, and I think, didn't they come out with like the peanut butter M&Ms too?
They did, yes.
Okay, I could be on board with a peanut butter M&M, but why do a peanut butter M&M when you can have Reese's?
True, but...
Right?
How many peanut butter M&Ms would equal one Reese's?
It doesn't matter. It's the consistency and flavor. Like for our listeners, solid Halloween suggestion... Make sure prior to trick-or-treating that your kids know your favorite candy.
Ooh, yes. Smart
it's
move.
It's super important.
Absolutely.
Super important. Just make it so obvious leading up to it. If you didn't guess, mine are Reese's. And so every year I would get just one or two, right? Reese's are pretty popular. But one year I had a kiddo who had a peanut butter allergy or a peanut allergy. They brought me an entire bag of all their Reese's that they'd collected because they weren't going to eat them anyway. So I'm just saying, mention your favorite candy.
So I think we need to get a P.O. box or something so that, you know, folks can send in those Reese's. Oh, my goodness.
Show your appreciation through Reese's. But honestly, I don't actually eat that much candy. So.
Oh, well, I do. So that's we okay. differ. I might not like the holiday, but I will partake in the candy, actually.
Is yours favorite Reese's as well?
Actually, I'm a big fan of Twix or Kit Kats.
Okay.
So, yeah, not so big on the Halloween, but candy, count me in.
Candy for sure.
For sure. Okay, so I think we've handled candy for right now. We may need to circle back on candy because I have many other questions for you now that we've got this Reese's M&M's conversation, but that's neither here nor there. One of the folks I enjoy watching is a comedian by the name of Karen Cassidy. And actually, before we started this, I showed you one of her short videos about a teacher who is dressed up for Halloween, who is also doing one of their duties at school. So how do you think as a teacher, does it even matter when you go about like doing these duties, whether it's bathroom duty or like dismissal or whatever it is, and you're out there in like full M&Ms, full superhero, like... How does that play into your persona as a teacher?
Again, this might be where Josh and I differ because my persona as a teacher is crazy. Like, just like go with it, do it. I would just act like it's any other day doing what I, you know, if a kid's running in the hall, I would tell them not to run. I don't know. I might get into character, talk about how superheroes follow the rules, or, you know, just something silly, theme my lesson around whatever it is that I'm doing. Yeah. So I just think there's a lot of ways to do that. The what you showed us, it was like the pick up or drop off line. So I get it. You're like not just interacting with, kids, but you're interacting with parents. I think one of the harder ones is like if on a spirit day you have a professional meeting, that can be a little more uncomfortable. So you have to decide, am I going to go into this meeting and own it and just say, hey, it's great to meet you. Today is, it's October, right? Pink out day for October. Hence why I'm wearing every article I own in pink. Or you bring your little suit coat. You take off the pink tutu, you know, you get rid of a couple of the pieces, put on something that makes you feel a little more professional and go into the meeting that way. I think that's fine too. Layers and ability to readdress how you look is fine during a school day too. Yeah. And I think like there's definitely like so many possibilities for spirit days like that. We could just like ramble them off and give people ideas, but like just deciding what it is that you're comfortable. I never paint my face. Like I'm not big at, I don't wear makeup, guys. So like putting stuff on my face, no thank you. I might theme my nails. I do my nails. I might theme my nails to match if I have time. But like wearing red, white, and blue. I wear red, white, and blue. Today, the day we're recording was Unity Day, which is like an anti-bullying day, and you wear orange. So I actually wear a hooded sweatshirt because it's orange and I don't own a lot of orange. And it was not a Friday, but I wore a hooded sweatshirt. So, you know, people look at spirit days too as like dress down days, like, oh, I'm going to participate and so I can dress down. I know pajama days are always a like super funky one for people. Oh, he is shaking his head.
Those are my favorite, actually.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. Surprising.
What pajamas do you sport?
I just wear like flannels and a hoodie. Not really, but like a sweatshirt. And it's, and then,
yeah,
you know, it's such a dissonance to see me on those few pajama dress down days. And then the next day I'm back in a shirt and tie and it's like, wait, what?
Regardless if the next day is another spirit day.
Yeah. If I don't have the stuff for it, it's a shirt and tie. But maybe I theme the tie.
Okay. I'm totally on board with that. I got our resource officer. It was ugly sweater day. And our resource, like they always wear their police uniforms.
Of course.
I actually got him to change up his tie to an ugly sweater tie.
Really?
So like, that's a legit way to participate. So
there's ways to blend.
I'm on board for it. A button. I could be on board with a button. At one of the schools, I can't even remember which one, we would make ribbons. Like if it was Unity Day and it's orange, we would have a whole bunch of orange ribbons. So then even kids that forgot or didn't have orange, they could take a ribbon and still be participating.
Multiple ways to access the community through...
Right.
Yep. So that's important to think about too, whether you're helping plan or you're participating in one of these, and especially being aware of that for the students too.
Or even colored stickers.
Yeah.
Like we would always have colored stickers, things like that. Other things that you could get like super inexpensive. I know like our head of our cafeteria where I work now will buy like a huge handful of like that color beads. And things that you can like reuse over and over, like for school color day, something like that.
Well, I'm not going to say that you have convinced me to be wearing a costume this year at all.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Maybe I convinced some of our listeners.
That's fair. That is very, very fair. And we've learned your favorite candy.
Yes.
So I really feel like we've done so many things in this short amount of time. Are there any final notes we want to end here for our early career educators in particular, when we're thinking about spirit days, pep rallies, depending what age group you work with, because those can obviously be a big deal. Halloween or other type days that involve some sort of costuming element?
You know what I'm going to say. Keep it school appropriate, right? There's a lot of not school appropriate Halloween costumes and pajamas. So that's super important. Also, like check the vibe of your school. So don't go in thinking, oh, I'm going to do this for Halloween and not talk to anybody and show up and you're the only one dressed up. Like, that would be so embarrassing. Like, I'm thinking Elle from Legally Blonde, right? Like, you don't want to do that. Yeah, so just talk with your team members, talk with other people, see what people are doing for Halloween, right? Plan ahead. And honestly, wear what you're comfortable in, right? Like, for you, if you are most comfortable in your shirt and tie, awesome. Get a shirt and tie, or get a tie that matches the theme. And that's perfectly acceptable. And never walk into a school building feeling uncomfortable, because then your day is just going to be uncomfortable.
It's hard to be the person you want to be if you're not feeling like that's easy to do.
Correct.
One last question.
Okay.
Super important. Trick or treat?
Treat. I'm not a trickster. I'm not good at pranks. Yeah.
Let's circle back to this.
Okay.
In like April, and see, you know, what ideas you might have for April 1st in the classroom.
So my sister's birthday is April 1st. So.
Okay.
Again, a little that plays a little into why I'm not good at pranks. But we'll get there. I've had a good ones played on me. So, well, now they have to keep listening. We know they'll at least be back in April.
Right. Whether they hear everything in between, April's the next one.
There you go. Thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of From Student to Teacher with your co-hosts, Josh Schabowski and Aaron Scholes.
Special thanks to our editor and producer, Scott Peasley.
The song Best Days Ahead by Jeremy Dinigan, used in this podcast, is licensed under perpetual use with the permission of the copyright owner.
You can get in contact with us through our website, www.fromstudenttoteacher.com.